Bartlett Park, London. The Polish Wetlands. By a lake in Slovenia. A pond in New England. Saraluk, Turkey. Gold Bluffs Beach, Northern California. The jungle in Nepal. The Himalayas. The Mora River in Trinidad and Tobago. The savannah in Sierra Leone. The Snapa Waterfall, Borneo.
Here, now.
The equinox is a moment in time when the sun appears directly over the line of the equator. The equator is one of the most important imaginary lines that humans have ever drawn. This year, what I call the spring equinox because I'm in the northern hemisphere, but would call the autumn equinox if I was in the southern hemisphere, falls on March 20th. I'm speaking to you from London, England, and here it's going to happen at 2:46 p.m. in the afternoon. On this day, all over the planet, time shares itself equally between day and night. Everyone, everywhere, has the same shaped day and the same shaped night. Things balance momentarily, before once again toppling onto a new path. Momentum meets its opposite and pauses, but only for a moment. The sounds you are going to hear were all recorded on or around spring equinoxes in previous years. We will start here with a recording I took this evening of the sparrows in my local park in East London. Soon we will travel southwards along latitudes through Europe, the Americas, Africa and Asia, encountering jackals, wood frogs, a shepherd herding in the Himalayas, a hippo preparing for the night, more birds than I can name, and some piano notes that I recorded on my phone this day 3 years ago for reasons that are lost. We will finish on a cottage balcony in Borneo, surrounded by Anura. Listen closely and you might hear a hum. It might be coming from the equator, which is very close. At the spring equinox, the sun's song is most audible from here because it faces us directly. Maybe you'll hear it as it marks the beginning of day or the end of night. Much like the act of listening itself, the line between day and night is both gradual and sudden, imperceptible and blatant, an undeniable fact and a fabulous act of imagination. Much like everything delicious, it melts in your mouth and is gone in a moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ah!